place. What a word. It can be applied so often in so many different situations. Almost any topic could be incorporated utilizing this term. Just this morning, I read an article that said there is no such thing as darkness. Darkness cannot even be measured. It is only the absence of light. We cannot change darkness. We can only change our concept in our own thought of what we are seeing. It could be a dark, dreary, rainy, cold day, but we can have our thought on anything we want that is the opposite of what we see if we just look outside the window and accept what is there. Shakespeare, the great poet, said, "There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." We certainly can prove this ourselves. No matter whether we are thinking or observing about a thought, speech, or action, we may form an opinion, and someone else could be seeing or experiencing the same identical thing and have an opinion that is totally different. Our thinking forms an opinion. Dale Carnegie, one of the great trainers of success, said you better not make a strong opinion about something because tomorrow you may think exactly the opposite. And he was applying this to arguing with another individual, stating that tomorrow you may agree with them. In other words, our opinion may change completely. We could be enlightened about something by just thinking about it, or we could find out facts that we didn't know the prior day. Any number of things could cause us to change our opinion. Humility is the key. Dr. Albert Einstein stated that curiosity has its own reason for existing. And he said we should never stop pursuing a curiosity about the holy. He also stated that we cannot solve a problem if we're working on the same level as where the problem occurred. In mathematics, if one has worked with the mathematical tables in solving any problem, they know that math is fixed. In other words, 2 + 3 always equals 5. If the 2 and the 3 are referring to something that is fixed in nature, it can never equal 4 or 6 or anything besides 5. Quantum mechanics, which was discovered around 1900, has proved that there is no matter. What we have been educated to believe is matter is an opinion. It is not fact. Something that we have been educated to believe. At one time, people believed that everything revolved around the earth. At one time, The common belief was that the earth was flat. Believing the earth was flat, or that the earth was the center of the universe and everything revolved around it, was merely believing something that was the absence of truth. The greatest scientists have had an insatiable humility. They stuck to it like glue, realizing that they might find out something different tomorrow. Quantum physics apparently indicates that what we have believed to be matter and opaque and something of substance is not substance at all, but it is energy that is moving at a high rate of speed that gives us the optics that it is opaque. They actually came to the conclusion that what was seen was in the consciousness of the individuals observing it. There was a test done about sound, and there was a system set up in the woods of video and audio with no one around. It was isolated from individuals. They discovered that when a tree fell, it made no sound. There was no one there who believed that there would be sound when it fell, and therefore the microphones did not record any sound. I read other research that was to do with light, with the same kind of result. This recording is extemporaneous, so there was no preparation. And this is true with all the treatments on the website, which are included on the extemporaneous treatment pages. As a result, I don't have that research documentation readily available, but I will take a look and post it on the website when it is located. And if it's not readily located, I'll look for more research on the internet and post it. I would guess that it's probably been at least 2 decades, and there have been a number of computers and hard drives and probably even formats that have been changed over that period of time. However, we do have a lot of things on the website that support the same ideas. Some of the top physicists for many years, I'm talking probably 100 years or so, have been professing these same kind of concepts. Similar things have been testified to by the fields of also electrical engineering and chemistry. There are also some very interesting things on advanced mathematics. Slowly, the world has been waking up to brand new visions about the truth. The truth about what really makes the universe or all existence tick. With the advancement in optical instruments, there is agreement with what has been discovered in the system of divine metaphysics 150 years ago. Einstein himself stated, in referring to Mary Baker Eddy, he said, "Blessed art thou, for everything that is in this book." And he's referring to Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. He also stated, "Imagine A woman discovered this 80 years ago. He said that about 1950. Here are the three quotes at the beginning of the textbook, Signs and Health with Key to the Scriptures. The first one is quoting Jesus. It says, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." That's quoted by John in chapter 8. And then the one that I already mentioned, which is Shakespeare, "There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." And the third introductory quote to the textbook is from Mary Baker Eddy herself, and she says, "Oh, thou hast heard my prayer, and I am blessed. This is thy high behest, thou here and everywhere." So the whole idea is to glorify God. And we glorify God by being the reflection of Him, reflecting His qualities, giving God the credit, the quality. Give the credit to the qualities, not to person. It's like draining a swamp. You have to shine the light on it. The way with any evil, forget about the people that might be personifying it. That's not the important thing. The important thing is to recognize and expose the evil, and just exposing it gets rid of probably half of it or more, maybe 75 or 80% of it. But working against an individual is not the way to get rid of the evil. So in thinking about those quotes, we have to first of all know the truth. We have to understand the truth. What is the truth about all existence? Well, if God is omnipresent, we have to be studying about what is God. And Shakespeare tells us there's nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. That means we need to cultivate our thinking so that it is reflecting the intelligence, the wisdom, and the knowing of God. And then the third one is telling us what the reward is, that there will be blessings. There will be blessings. But that's only if we understand what the truth is, or at least a little bit of it, and keep improving our understanding, and that we realize that our thoughts are paramount. Therefore, in order to yield wonderful results of heaven on earth, as John tells us in the book of Revelation, which is really Jesus dictating it to him, because Jesus came back in the flesh to be with John on the island of Patmos to dictate the book of Revelation. That's all documented by Dr. Putnam on our website. He is one of the finest Bible scholars that one would ever find. We must remember that the truth cannot be experienced until after we remove whatever is blocking it from our vision, and we have to do some digging in order to find and expose the evil and then eradicate it. And we must keep in mind that often what we think is the evil is not the evil at all, but it is only a decoy to distract us from the real evil. Living in these times is such a beautiful, wonderful exploration of exactly how the human mind works. Evil has been compounding for so long. There are so many layers, and there is such a fight for it to survive, because it is getting backed into a corner tighter and tighter. It's like a ferocious animal that will strike at anything for self-survival. One must be extremely alert to all the various tactics as they are being used against the underlying goodness of everyone. That, for example, Mary Baker Eddy, and this was 150 years ago, she had to stop what she was doing several times a day to make sure that she was not focusing on personality. These things have been included in great detail in many of the extemporaneous treatments, so I won't go into it further here. But we do need to realize what this word place has to do with all of these things that have been discussed. The most important thing, I believe, to consider it with the word place is our own thought. Where are we placing our own thoughts? And how are we categorizing and controlling any evil thoughts that comes our way, even without digging for them? Because we must uncover the evil, expose it completely, eradicate it, before we can really focus on the truth. Now, we use the truth to expose the evil, just like we go to the mathematical tables and we see an answer of 6 when we're adding 2 plus 3, as in the prior example on this recording, and we find on the mathematical tables the correct answer is 5, it's not 4 or 6 or any other number except for 5. We have to do the same in our system of divine metaphysics, our thoughts, and how we think, and what is our mathematical tables in the system of divine metaphysics. It is the definition of God. The qualities that define God: mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love, the Word, the Christ, the Christianity, and science. We have extensive pages that go into detail, and many treatments that go into great detail about all of these things. We must approach it in a systematic way, like a closet. You cannot have an empty closet and just throw a bunch of things in there and have them all piled up on the floor. We need to have a structure in our thinking, and we have to classify things properly, and we have to have a process in our schedule that provides for systematic study. The Bible talks about precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. That's what we need to do. We don't need to try to accomplish everything in one day. We just need to add a little bit of goodness, truth, a little bit of the facts about God. In fact, Einstein makes a statement about that. You can check it out on the website. under authors, under Einstein. So place is related to all of the things that we are covering in this recording, because we have to have our thought in the right place. We have to have our speech and our action in the right place. Are they down in the ditch, wallowing around with the pigs? Or are they up with the angels? Where are we putting the bar? Think about a high jump professional that is jumping over a bar. Where is our bar? Where is our floor? Is it a low floor, easy, or is it a high one? If we have a high one and we get up on it, then we start at a much better level. And of course, it's not in one step that we have a high bar. We must take it step by step. Here a little, there a little. As I just stated, quoting from the Bible, for memory, hopefully it was an accurate quote, but it's the idea, even if I didn't have maybe every word exactly right. If an individual is studying how to be successful in their business or in their life, with their family, whatever area they're considering. And of course, the best is to have a balance of everything, covering every topic in your existence. One needs to be structured. One needs to understand how to use time properly. Time management, extremely critical. Mary Baker Eddy said, the difference between success and failure is often due to how one uses the moments. Now, a moment is defined as the smallest measurement of time. The smallest. In other words, mathematics cannot define the smallest measurement of time. Only a word can, because mathematics can always be divided. If one conscientiously contemplates the word place, they can direct it to anything and everything. War. All of these warmongers. It's a belief, because they're enamored with money. And they know they can control a lot of money if they get Congress to approve money for war. And of course, very little of it is really used on productive things. One country that is considered one of the most powerful military countries in the world has an annual budget for their military that is about what one payment is that we make to one foreign country. And we're making the payments consistently. We have actually funneled approximately $1 trillion. It's advertised as being in the billions, you know, maybe something like, I don't know, 80 billion or something like that. It's 12 times that. It's a trillion. That's public information if you just do the research. So just one payment that they're trying to get approved right now in Congress is the entire budget of either the number one or number two military power in the world. Just one payment. 1/12 of what we've already sent there. Evil tries to mock truth. They try to say this is for the good. The truth is for the good. War is not for the good. War is conflict. War is killing. War is trying to control something that you don't own. Trying to control people that are not even in your own country. We have to be very discretionary with our thought, speech, and action. We have to be intelligent all the time. We cannot let someone else do our thinking for us unless it's God. And I can guarantee you, God does not think war. Mary Baker Eddy was a big proponent of the Monroe Doctrine. Monroe Doctrine says Americans stay on the American continent and only are involved in war if somebody tries to attack our continent. The last time that happened was when Great Britain tried to take America back from Americans. So we're talking, you know, over 200 years ago. What is the right place for us to be? Physically, geographically? Is it over in foreign countries, fighting a war that we know nothing about, that is being used as a money laundering operation for politicians? Our thought better be on something a lot more pure than that, if we're going to have any kind of peace anywhere. Peace begins with our consciousness. What do we have in our consciousness? What is our thoughts? If each individual took care of their consciousness, there would never be a war. Period. It is highly recommended that everyone study the article by Mary Baker Eddy on place that is being published the same time this treatment is being published. It's very short as an article, and there's a audio of it, 15 minutes long, and the title is just simply the one word, place. Do we care about the future? Do we care about tomorrow? In fact, do we care about the next hour from now? Because if certain parties would have their way, they would be in nuclear war yesterday. Fortunately, the real president of our country, which is not the one that is advertised to be, was smart enough not to give the nuclear codes to the fake guy that's in there now. The one that was never legitimately elected. The nuclear codes are in safe hands for America. And we can certainly thank the intelligence of that individual, reflecting it from God, for that. Otherwise, we would have been in nuclear war a long time ago. Civilization might have been destroyed by now. Our duty is to be like God. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth is that God is the only mind, the only spirit, the only soul, principle, life, truth, and love. Our duty is to reflect the qualities of God, to be His children, to be the sons and daughters of God. Not sons and daughters of a human that is under the belief of being born a sinner, that has ups and downs, trouble after trouble, peace and war, mostly war. It's an individual decision that each one must make. Are they going to take a stand? America is the only country that was founded on a constitution and has a Bill of Rights, even though they've been totally invalidated and replaced, as a matter of fact, about 100 years after they were first written, they were replaced, giving government authority instead of the people. That's in the process of all being reinstated back to the original, but we all have to do our part. We have to be aware of what's going on. We have to be doing our metaphysical work to protect the progress and to help implement the progress. And we must not personalize, but we must search for, expose, eradicate the evil in our own consciousness and promote that so that everyone does the same thing. We're only in the problem we're in because the truth has been ignored. It has been abused. It has been dissolved in individual consciousness. So we suffer the consequences. How many traitors did Jesus have? The answer is 11. In fact, for a short time, even John was a traitor. When they went up on the mountain, Jesus asked the three of them to stay awake. Watch for me. He wanted them to watch for him while he went on up further on the mountain. They all went to sleep. Fortunately, John then reformed and was able to be receptive to Jesus dictating to him the book of Revelation, where he talks about the new heaven and the new earth. But yeah, in the end, Jesus had 11 disciples that betrayed him. John was the only one that showed up at the cross of his disciples. Mary Magdalene, considered one of the most sinful women, totally reformed. Remember, she's the one that washed Jesus' feet with the hairs of her head and this valuable oil that she brought. Dried him with the hairs of her head and washed him with the oil. And she was at the cross. And she was at the tomb. Discovered that he had been resurrected. And how many people believe in the ascension? Almost every church you go in, they've got these big crosses. Jesus hanging on the cross. Who would want to worship that? If we're going to worship something, we better worship his final feat, which was ascension. They ought to have a picture of him ascending up in the sky, which is a symbol of ascending above material belief. Ascending above evil. That's what he really accomplished, not going on the cross. The cross was to wake us up. Place. Think about place all the time. Where am I placing my thought, my speech, my actions? Am I placing it with the devil? Or placing it with the angels. That doesn't mean to be unconscious. It's the opposite. is to be very conscious of every thought, speech, and action that we take. Jesus said, thinking evil is the same as doing evil. There's not anyone walking that doesn't have a closet full of skeletons based on that. What we think is the same as what we are doing because we're doing it with our thought. Even in a corrupt court of law, they are supposed to be looking for a motive for a crime that they're being, that they're accusing someone of. A motive. Where's our motive? If one really wants to learn about what God is, one of the greatest books that one will ever find is by the founder of the Mary Baker Eddy Institute, and her name is Helen Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, Helen Wright, and it's called Your Divinity Revealed, and she has a chapter in that book on each one of the seven synonymous terms. So there's a chapter on mind, one on spirit, and so forth. And by the way, Genesis chapter 1 covers the same seven qualities for God. Mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. And those seven qualities cover the entire dictionary, the entire English language. All words are either a reflection of those words or they are the opposite as a reminder to flip. Flip the word to its opposite and then you will get the truth. Frederick L. Rawson, one of them that I mentioned, he was a chemical, electrical engineer. He said these five words when he was gazing out a window with another Christian Scientist. And this was back about 1900, 1910, something like that, where there were very few vehicles that were motorized. And the two of them saw a man with a load of rocks being drawn by an animal. And the driver was concerned about something in the back end, so he stopped the cart and got out and was back examining the tailgate. And something alarmed the animal, and it raised up and dumped a whole load of carts on the driver. Mr. Rawson, well, they both saw it, but Mr. Rawson took action right away. And he said, there is nothing but God. And with that, the man came rocketing out from underneath the pile of rocks that had totally immersed him, covered him up, and he was without a scratch. Totally, instantaneously healed. Now, just someone saying those words means nothing. Well, that by itself, I mean. Mr. Rawson understood what the words meant. In fact, he discovered retroactive healing, where he was able to heal people through utilizing the truth. You know, God was doing the healing. He was able to heal people retroactively. In other words, so the healing took effect before he was contacted. And we have that all explained on the website. Just look under the author Rawson, R-A-W-S-O-N, Frederick L. Rawson. Explains it in detail. the fellow standing next to him is the one that wrote about it. Because Mr. Rawson is a very modest individual, or was. You know, it's been 120 years by now. 110. But that's what we need to strive for. We need to strive to have a better understanding every day than what we had before of what God is, what man is, the relationship between God and man. And I'm not talking about a human man. I'm talking about a spiritual concept of ourselves and of everyone. Remember, God is all. Everything real is either God or it's a reflection of God that is a symbol of God. Amen.